天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们平安，欢迎大家继续收听今天的天路导向节目。我是节目主持人张小环，工长张，大小的小和环境的环，也就是左边一个王右边一个不字。弟兄姐妹们，不知道你们是否跟小环一样有过这样的经历，就是在读到一些经文或者说某些属灵书籍的时候，会特别的受激励，并且要下定决心为主而活。可是过了一段时间呢，等这份感动慢慢消去了，就会觉得又一再的犯同样的错误，并且把之前的感动都全部抛到脑后。可是为什么会这样呢？亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，你有没有想过用什么样的方法可以去解决这样的问题，使神的感动真正的在我们生活中的每一分每一秒钟呢？亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，你是否想过怎么样可以让这样的感动渗透到我们生活中每一分每一秒呢？好，那就让我们来听听麦克牧师的解答吧。
Hello, listening friends. We're glad you tuned in.
亲爱的朋友，你好，我们很高兴你收听我们的节目。
It is our deepest prayer and hope that you are being blessed through these messages.
我们恳切的祈求神，希望这些信息能使你蒙福。
These are an explanation of what Jesus said on the cross.
这是有关主耶稣在十字架上最后几句话的解释。
And before we get to statement number six, I want to tell you a few things.
在还没有讲第六句话之前，我想告诉你一些事情。
There is a lot of talk about a worldwide banking problem.
听说世界各地的银行都有问题。
There are people who say that your deposit in the banks of the world are not safe anymore.
有人说你放在世上银行里的存款不再安全了。
Even in the United States, where most of the deposits are insured by the government,
就算是在美国，大部分存款都有政府的保险。
The truth is that there is not enough money to meet all the depositors.
但事实上，银行里并没有足够的金钱可以还给存户。
All this, of course, is enough to give some people some sleepless nights.
这就足以叫很多人晚上睡不着了。
Of course, if all of our hope is our deposits in human institutions, then we will be miserable.
当然，如果我们把全部的希望都放在人的组织机构里，那实在是很可怜的。
By contrast to this, there is a very ancient children's prayer that goes something like this.
反而有一个古老的儿童祷告文这么说。
Now I lay me down to sleep.
现在我要睡觉了。
I pray the Lord my soul to keep.
我求神保守我的灵魂。
If I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take.
如果我在醒来以前就死了，求神接受我的灵魂。
This prayer has been prayed by children for hundreds of years.
几百年以来，这个祷告词成为许多孩子的祷告。
And it is an indication of willingness to deposit the most prized possession of all, that is our own soul, in the safest deposit place in the world.
表示我们愿意把最宝贵的灵魂存放在最稳妥的地方。
And the sixth statement from the cross is an example of that.
十架七言的第六句话正是这个例子。
The sixth statement from the cross is a childhood prayer that Jesus learned presumably from his mother since infancy.
十架七言的第六句话很可能就是主耶稣小时候从母亲那儿学来的儿童祷词。
It goes like this.
就像这样的。
Father, into your hands I commit my spirit.
父啊，我将我的灵魂交在你手里。
We have been looking over the last five broadcasts at the last statements from the cross.
过去五次节目所讲的信息都是有关十字架上耶稣所说的最后几句话。
And this time we come to the sixth and the next to the last statement.
今天我们要讲第六句， 最后我们还剩下一句。
This is a word that was used by many of Jesus' followers through the ages.
历代以来，许多跟随耶稣的信徒也都说过这句话。
It was said that Christopher Columbus's last words were, "Into thy hand I commit my spirit."
哥伦布临终的话就是，我将我的灵魂交在你手里。
Martin Luther, the great reformer's last words were, "Into thy hand I commit my spirit."
伟大的宗教改革家马丁路德最后的话也是，我将我的灵魂交在你手里。
Sir Thomas More, who was beheaded by Henry VIII before his execution, he prayed this prayer.
摩尔爵士被亨利八世斩首，在行刑之前，他也是做出这个祷告。
Into thy hands I commit my spirit.
我将我的灵魂交在你手里。
Probably countless of Christians through the years have prayed this prayer before they found themselves to be in the arms of Jesus.
相信多年来，无数的基督徒在返回耶稣怀抱之前，都做了这个祷告。
Turn with me, please, to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 23, beginning at verse 44.
请跟我一起翻到路加福音，从23章第44节开始。
We'll read that to you.
让我读给你听。那时约有午正，遍地都黑暗了，直到深处日头变黑了，殿里的幔子从当中裂为两半。耶稣大声喊着说，父啊，我将我的灵魂交在你手里。说了这话，气就断了。百夫长看见所成的事，就归荣耀与神，说，这真是个义人。
If you look at the surrounding atmosphere that led to this cry,
如果你看看在这声呼唤前周围的情景，
you're going to discover that this is not a cry of defeat, but rather a cry of victory.
你就会发觉这并不是一个失败的呼喊，而是胜利的呼喊。
You will see that this cry is not a cry of being conquered by death, but conquering death.
你就会明白，这不是一个被死亡征服的呼喊，而是战胜死亡的呼喊。
You will see this cry to be not a cry of a victim of circumstances, but a cry of a one who is in control of the circumstances.
你将要看见，这不是一个受害者消极的呼喊，而是掌管宇宙者积极的呼喊。
This sixth statement Luke tells us was a cry.With a loud voice.
作者路加告诉我们，十架七言的第六句话是个大声的呼喊。
And it was right for Jesus to cry this particular cry in a loud voice.
耶稣这一声的呼喊是理直气壮的。
For those who stood before him, jeering him, reviling him, taunting him, and actually thrusting their tongues out at him in mockery.
那些站在他面前嘲弄他、辱骂他、讥笑他和戏谑他的群众
，They cried out and they said, "He saved others. Now he can't save himself."
他们大声喊着说：“他救了别人，不能救自己。”
So it is fitting for Jesus to cry out in a loud voice, "Father, into thy hand I commit my spirit."
所以主耶稣绝对有理由大声呼喊。父啊，我将我的灵魂交在你手里。
It was loud enough that the angels in heaven would hear it.
声音大得连天上的天使都听得到。
It was loud enough so that the devil below may heed it.
声音大得连在下的魔鬼也要留心听。
It was loud enough for the crowd to take note of it.
声音大得使在场的群众必须要注意。
Someone who had studied the torture of crucifixion noted the following.
有些专研究十字架酷刑的人这么说。
Normally crucified people linger on the cross as long as 48 hours.
通常被钉的人在十字架上大概能支撑长达48小时。
And when they finally die, they die with a whimper, not with a loud cry.
当他们死的时候，只能发出微弱的呻吟。而不是大声的呼喊。
The uniqueness of Jesus' death is that he died after only 6 hours.
耶稣的死很独特，他被钉六个小时就死了。
And as a commander who dismisses a servant from his presence, he dismissed his spirit.
他就像一个军官命令部下解散那样解放自己的灵魂。
Not only did he die in 6 hours and not 48 hours,
他不只是被钉六个小时就死了，不像普通犯人要48小时才死。
But he died not with a whimper, but with a loud cry.
他死的时候并不是微弱的呻吟，而是大声的呼喊。
Medical science has interpreted this cry as a result of his heart rupturing or breaking.
医学上解释这声呼喊是由于他的心脏破裂。
Theologically, it is interpreted that Christ died with a cry of a conquering hero.
从神学上角度，耶稣死时的呼喊是一个征服仇敌、胜利者的呼喊。
Christ died with the cry of a victor in the battle.
耶稣死时的呼喊是战胜的呼喊。
Christ died with the cry of an overcomer.
耶稣死时的呼喊是征服者的呼喊。
Christ died with the cry of triumph.
耶稣死时的呼喊是凯旋的呼喊。
The centurion had heard many people die on the cross before, but never did he hear someone die with a cry of victory.
百夫长见过很多人钉十字架，从没有听过有人在死时发出胜利的呼喊。
So much so that he said, surely this was a righteous man.
难怪他说这真是个义人。
Let us look at the cry itself.
让我们来看看这呼喊本身。
One of the two criminals who hang beside Jesus died with a curse.
耶稣旁边两个罪犯中的一个死的时候还在诅咒。
But the Lord Jesus died with a scriptural prayer on his lips.
但主耶稣临死时却在祷告。
Please turn with me to Psalm 31.
请翻到诗篇31篇。
This psalm that Jesus quoted here in the sixth word from the cross.
耶稣在十字架上所说的第六句话就是引用这篇诗里的一句祷词。
Listen carefully.
请留心听。诗篇31篇第五节。我将我的灵魂交在你手里。
Remember that each one of the seven words of Jesus from the cross.
记得耶稣十字架七言的每一句话。
Is either fulfillment of a prophecy from the Old Testament or the fulfillment of Old Testament prediction.
全应验了旧约圣经的预言。
When Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they not know what they're doing.
当耶稣说，父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。
It was the fulfillment of Isaiah 53 verse 12.
这应验了以赛亚书第53章第12节。
He made intercessions for his transgressors.
他为罪犯代求。
When he looked at the penitent criminal and said, Today you shall be with me in paradise.
当他望着那个忏悔的犯人说，今日你要同我在乐园里了。
It was a fulfillment of Matthew chapter 1 verse 21.
这应验了马太福音第一章第二十一节。
You shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins.
你要给他起名叫耶稣，因他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。
When he looked at his mother and said, Woman, behold your son.
当他望着他的母亲说，母亲，看你的儿子。
It was a fulfillment of the prophecy made by Simeon to Mary in Luke chapter 2, verse 35.
这应验了路加福音二章第三十五节所记载西面向玛利亚说的预言。
And Simeon said, A sword will pierce through your own soul.
西面说，你自己的心也要被刀刺透。
When he cried out in the darkness of midnight that overcame the brightness of midday.
当他在正午烈日当空变成午夜的黑暗时，他大声呼喊。
And says, My God, my God, why have thou forsaken me?
说，我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？
It was a direct quote from Psalm 22, verse 1.
这句话就是出自诗篇22篇第一节。
When he cried out, I thirst, it was a direct quote from Psalm 69, verse 21.
当他呼喊，我渴了，就是诗篇69篇21节。
Which says that in my thirst they gave me vinegar to drink.
那儿说，我渴了，他们拿醋给我喝。
In the deliberate foreknowledge of God, Every detail of the cross was given so that we know for sure that the crucifixion was not a misfortune of fate.
神预先知道一切，十字架的每一个细节都早已记载在圣经里，以致我们可以肯定十字架的牺牲不是命运使然。
That the crucifixion was not the sad waste of life.
十字架的牺牲不是徒然浪费生命。
That the crucifixion was not the surrender to martyrdom.
十字架的牺牲也不是殉道者的委身。
That the crucifixion was not the unfortunate end of a good life.
十字架的牺牲并不是一个美好生命的不幸结局。
Jesus was the only man who was born of a woman for the sole purpose of dying.
被女人所生，并且单单是为死亡而生的，就只有耶稣一人。
And when Jesus cried out, Father, unto thy hands I commit my spirit.
当耶稣呼喊说，父啊，我将我的灵魂交在你手里。
It was the scriptural prayer that every devoted Jew had prayed at the end of the day.
那是每一个敬虔的犹太人每天睡前的祷告词。
Scholars have said that this was not a cry of panic.
学者说，这不是出于恐惧的呼喊。
It was not the cry of fear.
这不是出于胆怯的呼喊。
But it was the cry of confidence that Jesus had prayed every evening for 30 plus years of his life.
这是耶稣已经说了三十多年的祷告词，是一个充满信心的呼声。
I want to speak to the parents who are listening to us today.
我想跟为人父母的朋友讲几句话。
I want to tell you that the prayer that you teach your children will be remembered into their manhood and into their womanhood.
让我告诉你，你教导你孩子的祷告词，他们长大成人后还会牢牢记住。
Don't neglect that responsibility.
千万不要忽视这个责任。
The word here, I commit, is a word that means I deposit.
这里所用的交托这个词，意思就是存放，交给人保管。
Jesus is saying with confidence, to your hands, I deposit my spirit.
耶稣蛮有信心地说，我把我的灵魂交在你的手中保管。
Of course, to Jesus, the word hands riveted with a special meaning at this time.
当然对耶稣来说，你的手在这时刻有特别的意思。
His own hands were fastened to the wood of the cross.
他自己的手被牢牢钉在十字架上。
The hands of wicked men hung him there.
是罪人的手把他钉在十字架上的。
And in Matthew 17:22, he predicted his cross and said, "The Son of Man will fall into the hands of sinners."
马太福音十七章二十二节那里，耶稣预言自己将被钉十字架。他说，人子将要被交在人手里。
In Matthew 26:45,
马太福音二十六章四十五节
，Immediately before the crucifixion,
在钉十字架前的一刻。
He spoke of being betrayed into the hands of sinners.
他说，人子将卖在罪人手里了。
Those were the hands that flogged him.
那些是鞭打他的手。
Those were the hands that hammered the nails into his own hands.
那些是把他钉在十字架的手。
Those were hands that crowned him with thorns.
还有那些给他戴上荆棘冠冕的手。
For 12 hours, he had been in the hands of men.
他被交在人的手里12小时之久。
The worst that the hands of men could do had been done to him.
人手所做最残酷的事都已经做在耶稣身上。
But now he is to be deposited into the hands of the Father.
但是现在他把自己交在父神的手中。
The hands of the Father meant that 3 days later, he would be resurrected.
父神的手表示他在三天之后要复活。
The hands of the Father meant that 40 days later, he would be in the presence of the Father.
父神的手表示他在40天之后要升到天上去，跟天父在一起。
being in the hands of the Father meant that when He comes back again, He will not fall into our hands, but we will fall into His hands.
在父神的手中，表示他将来回来时，他不再落入我们的手中，而是我们会落在他的手中。
Where do you deposit your life every day?
你每天把生命交托在哪里？
Do you deposit it confidently with the Father, or do you deposit it into your own hands?
你把生命交托父神手中，还是交在自己手中？
Who sits in the driver's seat in your daily life?
谁掌管你每一天的生活？
Who sits in the driver's seat in your decision-making process?
谁掌管你的每一个抉择？
Are you flattered by your own brilliant ideas?
你是否为自己的高见而沾沾自喜？
Or do you spend time in the throne of grace discerning the will of God and being willing to obey that will?
或者你曾否花时间来到主的施恩座前，寻求神的旨意，并存心顺服神的带领呢？
Do you wake up in the morning and say, Lord, I deposit my life into your hand and then go on to your business, keeping your life in your own hands?
或是你清早醒来对神说，主啊，我把我的生命交在你手中。之后却我行我素，自己掌控一切。
Now here is the difference between you being in the driver's seat or God being in the driver's seat.
你自己控制生命跟让神来掌管你的生命是大有分别的。
When you are in the driver's seat, you begin to think what is the right thing to do.
当你自己控制生命，你会想怎么做才对。
When you are in the driver's seat, you ask what is the clever thing to do.
当你自己控制生命，你会问怎么才算聪明的做法。
When you're in the driver's seat, you ask what will make me look good.
当你自己控制生命，你会问怎么样才能让我光彩一点。
When you are in the driver's seat, you ask what will prove that I am right.
当你自己控制生命，你会问怎么样才可以证明我是对的。
When you are in the driver's seat, you ask how can I rise to the top.
当你自己控制生命，你会问怎么样才可以爬上高峰。
Your subconscious prayer then becomes, Father, I deposit my life into my own hands.
在潜意识里，你的祷告是，父啊，我把生命留在自己手中。
And it's okay for you to bless my ideas.
请你赐福，成全我的愿望吧。
Then you read the scripture or a book or you hear a sermon or you get challenged to give him control.
然后你读到一段圣经，一本书，或是听到一篇道，神激励你，让他为你做主。
And then you repent and say, Lord, into your hands I deposit my life.
于是你悔改说，主啊，我把生命交在你手中。
But a day or two later, the same scenario is repeated again with amazing precision.
但过了一两天，同样的错误一再的重复。
What is happening here?
究竟有什么不对劲儿呢？
You have not really learned how to truly surrender.
你还没有学会真正的顺服。
I have never seen or been anywhere near the Dead Sea.
我从没有见过或到过死海。
But some of my friends have.
但我的一些朋友去过。
And one of them tells me the story of how in the deep section of the Dead Sea, he fell into the Dead Sea and he could not swim.
其中一位告诉我，他不会游泳，却掉进死海最深的地方。
And he became panic-stricken and in desperation, he began to thrash about with his arms and his legs, fearing that he's going to sink or drown.
他非常紧张，在绝望中拼命挥动手脚挣扎，生怕自己会沉没淹死了。
At last, when he was completely exhausted, he felt he could do no more. He cried out to God for help and prepared for the worst.
最后他精疲力尽，知道一切都徒然，只好向神呼求，并做最坏的打算。
Oh, but what a surprise was waiting for him.
但出乎意料之外。
For as soon as he relaxed, the water buoyed him up.
当他全身放松之后，海水把他浮了起来。
He had forgotten that the Dead Sea is so filled with salt and other minerals.
他忘掉了死海的盐分和矿物质的成分很高。
And whenever anyone can lie still, he can easily float upon its surface.
只要静静地躺着，就能轻轻松松地浮在水面上了。
You will not drown in the Dead Sea as long as you resign yourself to the buoyancy of the water.
只要你让海水把你托起来，你绝不会在死海里淹死的。
You see, if you simply relinquish your controlling spirit and say, Father, in your hands I deposit every event in my life.
你看，只要你肯放下自主的意愿说，父啊，我把生命中大小事情都交在你手里。
If you'd say, Father, I deposit into your hands every problem in my life.
如果你肯说，父啊，我把生命中每个烦恼都交在你手里。
Father, into your hand, I deposit my job and my business.
父啊，我把工作跟生意都交在你手里。
Father, into your hand, I deposit my children and my family and my spouse.
父啊，我把我的孩子、我的亲人和我的配偶都交在你手里。
Father, into your hands, I deposit my future.
父啊，我把我的前途都交在你手里。
You can be assured of one thing, and that is, God will take over, and you'll relax and rest in Him.
你可以肯定，神会掌管一切，你就会得到在他里面的安息。
Someone said that God's ways are behind the scenes.
有人说，每一件事的背后都有神的旨意。
But He moves all the scenes which He is behind.
但他是按照自己的计划来行万事的。
And we have to learn this lesson.
我们必须要学会这个功课。
Can you say with me?
你能否跟我一起说？
Father, into your hands I deposit my spirit.
父啊，我将我的灵魂交在你手里。
Until we meet next time, I wish you God's richest blessings.
愿神大大的赐福给你，下次再见。
是的，顺服与交托，愿圣灵能够时刻提醒我们何为真正的顺服，使我们认识到自己在主的荣光面前不过是尘土，让神的爱与圣洁来充满我们。最后，小环想用尼克所讲过的一句话来鼓励大家， The only fear in my life is I forgot how God led me in the past. 意思就是说，我生命中唯一的恐惧就是忘记神在以前是如何引导我的。亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，如果现在的你感到失望，感到沮丧，那就来到神的面前，回想神以前是如何带领你走过死荫的幽谷，要相信神会继续带领我们前边的道路。好，亲爱的听众朋友们，今天的节目就到这里，愿神大大的祝福你们，我们下次再会。